third of the seven statements that Jesus made.
Andro antsika ijeran fa telo am le fanambarana nakfitse na ton Jesus.
And John the apostle recorded them.
Ary John la apostol no nanuratra azy reo.
And the passage I want to look at is John chapter 10 verse 7 to 10.
Akale andalana se tiko jerena teo am John toko fahafolo andin fahafito ka hatramin'ny fahafolo. Dia hoy indray Jesosy taminy, lazaiko aminareo marina dia marina tokoa, izaho ny vavahady nondry. Mpangalatra sy jiolaza rehetra tonga talohako, fa tsy nihaino azy ny ondry. Izaho ny vavahady, raha izaho no hidiran'ny olona, dia ho vonjena izy, ka hiditra sy hivoaka sady ahazo hanina. Ny mpangalatra tsy avy raha tsy hangalatra sy hamono ary handringana. Izaho avy mba hananany fiainana.
So, fairly well-known passage.
Tena hoe andala tsoratra masina anisany fantatra mihitsy izy ity.
And the claim Jesus makes here, he says, I am the something.
Dia ilay fanambarana ataon'i Jesosy dia hoy izy hoe izaho no misy zavatra nolazainy tao.
Doesn't say I am the television.
Izy tsy niteny hoe izaho ny tele.
Or I am the radio.
Na izany radio.
Or I am the cell phone.
Na izany telefony, cell phone.
What does he say? What word would you use? Gate. He says, I'm the gate.
Osy izao izao ny vavahady.
Or in another translation, I'm the door.
Any amin'ny dikateny hafa izy miteny hoe izao ny varavarana.
So if I say I'm the door, it's also I'm the gate.
Ka raha ohatra izany sendra miteny hoe izao ny varavarana dia ilay izao ny vavahady ihany izay.
Don't get confused.
Fa aza mikorontana nareo.
They serve the same purpose in the story.
Satria ao anatin'ilay tantara zavatra iray ihany no ambaran'izay.
And Jesus is actually dealing with an issue that we're not so aware of if we just look at these few verses.
And Jesus said to them, resaka zavatra izay mety hoe tsy dia fantatrantsika loatra raha ohatra ka jerevantsika ity andalana eto ity.
He's just come through a fairly disturbing situation.
Vao avy tao amin'ny toejavatra somary nampikorotan-drotana kely izay izy.
A woman was caught in adultery and the Pharisees wanted to stone her to death.
Nisy vehivavy anankiray vao tratra nijangajanga dia ireo fariseo te hitora-bato anazy ho faty.
And interestingly, the man is nowhere in the story. I don't think she was committing adultery by herself. I mean, there had to be a man there. But he doesn't appear in the story. They only want to stone the woman. But the law actually prescribes that both of them get punished. So it's already a corrupt story from the beginning. Corruption is taking place here. The people were actually just those Pharisees were just trying to trick Jesus. And he tricked them back before they could trick him.
That's
why I'm happy to follow Jesus because he always wins. And so instead of just saying, I don't know what to do, he says to them, let whoever is without sin throw the first stone. And the oldest people leave first. What does that tell you? The old people have sinned more. The longer you live, the more you sin. No matter how respectable you make yourself look, once you're old, you know your nature even better. You know your weaknesses. You know the truth about yourself. When you're just a young guy, you think you're so cool, you're so perfect. You're
going
to conquer the world. Everyone, every girl is going to think you're the man. And when you're old,
De rehefa mehalehibe anao miatra.
You realize you're not a superstar.
De tsa hitanao hoe kay anao ka tsy le olo malaza be iny.
And so after, in that situation, the old men understood, ah, no, I definitely, I'm disqualified, and they left.
De le olo lefa lehibe iny zany tena toa de netrara, ah, ko tsy anisan'izany, de tonga izy de izy mihitsy no niala.
You know, it says Jesus wrote in the sand.
Hoy izy hoe nanoratra teo amin'ny tany, Jesosy.
I don't know exactly what he wrote.
Tsy fantatro mazava tsara hoe inona no nisoratany.
But maybe he was just writing women's names down.
Fa angamba mety hoe anarana vehivavy no nisoratany teo.
Of the women that those men had sinned with.
Le vehivavy mety hoe nanotany ireo lehilahy ireo.
Think about it.
Eritrereto tsara ne.
One day sins would get exposed.
Hoe indray andro any ny fahotana ka hiariary.
Let him who is without sin cast the first stone.
Hoy izy avelao izay tsy manana fahotana no hitora-bato voalohany.
And then everyone left and Jesus said to the woman, I don't condemn you.
Dia avy eo lasa daholo izy rehetrarehetra dia hoy izy Jesosy tamin'ilay vehivavy hoe izaho tsy manameloka anao.
He was the only one without sin with the right to condemn.
Izy rery ihany ilay tsy manana fahotanana izay mananjoa anameloka.
And he says to her, go and stop it. Don't sin anymore.
De hoy izy hoe mandehana dia mijanona amin'izay ajanona io aza manota intsony.
But he doesn't condemn her in the moment. He actually sets her free.
Fa izy tsy nanameloka anazy akory teo fa nanafaka azy izy.
With a command to live right.
Tamin'ny didiny lazany hoe miaina amin'izay tsara.
Jesus will never pretend sin in your life doesn't exist.
Jesus tsy jery anao mihitsy hoe tsy misy fahotana ao anatin'ny fiainanao.
And the truth is the sin does deserve judgment.
Fa ny tena fahamarinana hoe ny fahotana dia mila fanasaziana.
But Jesus brings mercy and then he says, now stop sinning.
Fa Jesus anefa mitondra famindram-po izy dia miteny hoe mitsara amin'izay aza manota intsony.
But the Pharisees wanted to stone her to death.
Fa le fariseo te hitora-bato azy mba ho faty.
And then in John chapter 9,
dia ao amin'ny Jaona toko fahasivy a,
there is a blind beggar.
Nisy mpangataka jamba.
And Jesus heals him.
Dia nisitranan'i Jesosy izy.
And he goes to the temple and the religious guys see that he's healed.
Dia nakao ny tempoly izy dia hitan'ireo mpitondra fivavahana ireo hoe sitrany izy.
He's in the synagogue.
Tao amin'ny sinagoga
izy. Which is their kind of religious meeting place.
Izany hoe ohatra ny karazana toerana fivorindrizareo izany ilay izy fivavahana.
The equivalent of a church in a way.
Ohatra ny hoe mitovitovy amin'ilay hoe fiangonana raha adika tsika.
Where the building where the people meet.
Hoe ilay trano izay hivorian'ny olona.
And the guys say, who did this? Who healed you?
Dia hoy izy lehilahy hoe iza ny nanao an'izao? Iza ny nanasitrana anao?
And they're offended because it's a Sabbath or something. I don't know, the Pharisees are always offended.
Dia sosotra ry zareo satria hoe sabata tamin'izay tsy haiko fa ry zareo koa sosotra foana.
It's like some people that come into the church and they say, oh, you can't play an electric guitar.
Dia ohatra ny hoe ilay misy olona mankato am-piangonana dia tonga dia tenena ngaha ianao afaka mahazo mitendry an'io gitara elektrika io.
And I don't believe we should sit in such a comfortable environment.
Ah, izaho tsy mieritreritra koa hoe tsy tokony hipetraka amin'ny toerana mampahazo aina ohatran'izao tsika.
I don't see the point of spending money on good coffee.
Fa tsy hitako koa izay antony andanim-bola amin'ny kafe tsara be.
Always finding something to be offended by.
Mitady zavatra foana mba hasosososotra.
So these Pharisees were offended because someone was healed.
Dia tafitohany ireto fariseo ireto satria hoe nisy olona sitrana.
But what really offended them is they had no control.
Fa ny tena nahatafitohana ny zareo dia hoe satria izany tsy nanana fahefana tamin'iny.
They wanted to be the authority.
Ry zareo no te hanana an'ilay fahefana.
If they didn't give the permit for the miracle, then they don't approve the miracle.
Raha ohatra izy ka tsy manome fahazao an-dalana ho an'ilay fahagagana dia tsy manaiky an'ilay fahagagana izy.
It's like that here sometimes when you want to do something good and the government says no.
Ohatraohatran'izany mihitsy aty indraindray ary rehefa te hanao zavatra tsara ianao dia ozy mifanjakana hoe haha.
It's because they want to be in control.
Satria ry zareo no te hife.
Well, here the government should be in control. Don't hear what I'm not saying.
Tena izy hoe tokony hife ny fanjakana eno tsara aloha ny zavatra izay tsy lazaiko a.
We need government.
Mila fanjakana tsika.
Otherwise, we have riots and anarchy.
Fa raha izany dia tsy izy korontana be ny eto.
But here it was religious control. They wanted to have all the power in their hands.
Fa reto izany ilay mpitondra fivavahana no te hife dia hoe ny fahefana rehetrarehetra ho ampelantanany daholo.
They didn't care that the man was blind.
Tsy nirarahiny hoe jamba ne io lehilahy io.
As long as he was obedient to them and under their control.
Fa nitakiny fotsiny izany hoe ry zareo no mifety eo ambany fahefana daholo ny zavatra rehetra.
And when the guy, the beggar, said, Jesus healed me.
Care fanten le pangata ka we Jesus na nasitana.
And the confrontation grew stronger and stronger.
Tena num ka nen tumb nen tumb le fanatian sharo.
You know what they actually did?
Itanaro inan savata tena naton sharo.
They said, "You are Jesus' disciple, but we are Moses' disciples."
Na enareo pan pianat Jesus fa sai pianat Moses.
And they said, "Get out."
Those is a mantana mandean.
And they threw him out of the synagogue.
Tena tsipin sharo tena we ala tao amin'ny sinagoga izy,
kicked out,
tena otrany lay nitakana ny voka mihitsy, lavin,
an innocent beggar who was healed,
izay mpangataka tsy manatsiny a sitrana,
they wouldn't allow him to be part of them,
tsy navelany hoe ho anisan'ny zareo.
And so Jesus now recognizes what's happening.
Jesus na fantatra ny zavatra ny tranga.
And he talks about sheep and a sheepfold.
Then resaka izy mikasika ny ondry sy ny valan'ondry.
And he starts to tell them actually stuff about it's about Israel at first.
Then anomboka izy nilaza zavatra izay momba ny Israely aloha voalohany indrindra.
He says, "I am the door of the sheep," in verse 7.
Io amin'ny andininy fahafito izy dia miteny hoe izao ny vavahadin'ondry.
I am the door of the sheep.
Hoza izao ny vavahadin'ondry.
Now the sheep he's speaking of are people who belong to Judaism, they belong to Israel.
Ny ondry teneniny eto a dia ireo olona izay hoe anisan'ny Judaisma izay any Israely.
And he talks about sheep that follow his voice.
Ety miresaka izy hoe ondry izay manaraka ny feoany.
And come after him.
Hoe manaraka azy.
They come towards him.
Manantona azy.
And he's actually speaking first about Jews leaving Judaism and becoming followers of Jesus.
Dia niresahany izany a dia le Jiosy a miala an'ilay hoe Judaisma manaraka azy.
And if we look at the picture of the sheepfold, what those shepherds used to do is they used to find a place where there were like high rocks in three sides so that you had an enclosure.
Then zavatra tadiavin'ny mpiandrindry izany dia ohatra ny hoe toerana misy vato izay misy ohatra ny hoe ao anatin'iny izany voafehy ao ilay toerana.
And so it was not easy to get over those rocks to where you would keep the sheep safe.
Dia tsy mora mihitsy ny tonga dia hoe ianian'ny miala, ianian'ny zavatra izany hoe miditra ao amin'ny valan'ondry io a mba hiarovana an'ilay ondry.
And then one of the shepherds would guard the entrance.
Dia ilay mpiandry ondry anankiray a miandry an'ny vavahadiny izay ilay fidirana ao amin'izay.
There would be a narrower opening.
Dia ohatrany hoe misy misokatra kely terikely fotsiny eo.
And they would literally sleep in the doorway.
Dia tena hoe matory ao amin'ilay varavarana na ilay vavahady fidirana eo mihitsy izy.
And more than one shepherd could bring sheep into that same area.
Dia mihoatra ny anankiray a ny mpiandry ondry izay hoe afaka mitondra ny ondriny makao anatin'io toerana io izany.
And one guy would guard the entrance.
Then lela anankiray a miandry an'ilay fidirana.
So if someone wanted to come and steal the sheep, they'd have to come through there.
Kara misy olona izany te hangalatra an'ilay ondry a dia tsy maintsy hoe amin'ny alalany iny fidirana kely iny no hidirany.
They wouldn't do that.
Dia tsy hanao an'izay izy.
Or they had to climb over the walls and steal a sheep one at a time.
Na izany mianika le fefy a dia mangalatra an'ilay ondry hoe anankiray ihany no azony bataina makao isaky ny maka izany dia ray foana.
The rocks were hard to climb over.
Nefa le vato izany a sarotra be ny mianika an'iny.
So they could never lead many sheep away.
Ka zareo izany tsy afaka tonga dia hoe mangalatra ondry be da be amin'ny fotoana anankiray.
So imagine there's three or four shepherds that have put all their sheep together into this enclosure.
Dia adlay fisaratsaina ne misy mpiandry ondry roa na telo izany hoe nataony ao anatin'izay toerana ohatrany hoe voafefy izay ilay ondriny.
A shepherd would come.
Dia ho tonga ilay mpiandry ondry.
And he would call for his sheep.
Dia izy hiantso ny ondriny.
And the one who was at the door
dia ilay anankiray ao amin'ny vavahady a
would allow the sheep to go out.
Iny izany mamela an'ilay ondry ilay voantso mba afaka mandeha mivoaka iny.
And I don't know about these sheep in Israel, but they must be pretty clever sheep.
Dia tsy fantatro mihitsy ilay ondry any Israely fa tena mety hoe ondry marani-tsaina be angamby ireo.
Because the shepherds never used to beat them with a stick from behind.
Satria ny mpiandry ondry a tsy mively an'ny ondriny amin'ny hazo avy aty aoriana.
The shepherd used to walk in front of the sheep and talk to them, and the sheep would recognize the shepherd's voice.
Fa ilay mpiandry ondry a avy eto aloha izy mandeha dia miresaka amin'ilay ondry izy dia tonga dia fantatr'ilay ondry ny feoany.
and they would only go after their own shepherd.
Ar te se piange azian tunga te aran le unge.
So a shepherd could arrive here and say whatever, he calls the sheep and only his sheep come.
Ka tunga zan le piange unge te mzureo te tsfandar se ten tenen va mtenis ya tunga te manarakaz ni unge.
And they follow and the others stay.
Te tunga te manaraka nazia reo unge reo te niafa mtsanna taol.
But they must pass through the door.
Fasharoneva tsy maintsy mandeha amin'ny vavahady
ka ny
varavarana.
They must pass through the gate.
Tsy maintsy mandalo amin'ny varavarana.
And so Jesus first says to them that he tries to use this picture. He explains it in the first 6 verses of chapter 10.
Dia tato amin'ny toko fahafolo izany amin'ny andininy enina voalohany iny nanomboka nanazava an'izay Jesus.
And they don't understand what he's saying.
Dia tsy azony zareo mihitsy ny zavatra nilazainy.
But what he's saying should have terrified the Pharisees.
Fa ny zavatra izay nitenenany tokony hoe onampy orooro an'ireo fariseo mihitsy.
Because he's actually saying I've come to take people away from Judaism.
Satria izy miteny izany izany ma tonga mihitsy hoe aka ny olona hiala amin'ilay Judaism.
And he even insults them now in verse 8.
Ary eto ary izy dia ohatrany hoe miteny mafy an'azy mihitsy ny ato amin'ny andalan'ny fahavalo.
Because he's just said I'm the gate of the sheep.
Satio sisy hoe izaho ny vavahadin'ondry.
And he says all who came before me are thieves and robbers.
Dia hoy izy hoe izay tonga teo alohako dia mpangalatra sy jiolahy.
This is a rebuke.
Tena ohatrany hoe fitenenana mafy mihitsy izany.
See the word all there.
Ilay teny hoe rehetra eto a.
Is aimed at the Pharisees themselves.
Dia tena hoe natokana hoe ho an'ilay fariseo mihitsy.
And the bad shepherds of Israel.
Sy ilay mpiandry ondry ratsin'ny Israely.
Not the good kings like David.
Tsy hoe le mpanjaka tsara tahaka ny David.
Not the good prophets like Jeremiah.
Tsy le mpaminany tsara tahaka ny Jeremia.
Not all the leaders of Israel were bad.
Tsy hoe le mpitarika rehetra tao Israely akory dia ratsy daholo.
But Jesus says all.
Fa Jesosy anefa miteny hoe rehetra.
Because he's really saying to the Pharisees that includes you.
Satria izy dia hiteny amin'ilay fariseo hoe nareo koa ao anatin'izay.
You are thieves and robbers.
Nareo a mpangalatra sy jiolahy.
Incredible. It's a rebuke to the religious leadership of the day.
Tena hoe zavatra fitenenana mafy an'ilay mpitondra fivavahana tamin'izany fotoana izany mihitsy izany.
You see, they were guilty of being false shepherds.
Satria zareo dia meloka hoe nanao mpiandry ondry tsy izy.
Because they were religiously ambitious.
Satria ny resaka ara-pivavahana fotsiny mahaliana azy a.
Wanting high positions of power.
Te hanana toerana ambony izy a eo amin'ny fahefana.
And they stole positions of authority that God didn't even give to them.
Ary dia nangalatra fahefana sy toerana izy izay tsy nomen'Andriamanitra azy akory.
And they used those positions for their own gain. They abused the people.
Dia nampiasainy izany toerana izany a ho an'ny filany ho azy manokana fotsiny ihany tena hoe nanararoatra an'ilay olona izy.
So Jesus says, I'm the door of the sheep. The sheep of Israel. What's he actually saying? I'm your way out. You can escape from being controlled, being held captive by this religious system. You can actually get out.
Afaka mivoaka nareo raha ny tena izy.
And then in verse 9, he expands the picture even bigger.
Dia ato amin'ny andininy fahasivy vao me ara no alehibe azyny mihitsy n'ilay sarisary.
He says simply, I am the door.
Dia tsotra fotsiny teneny hoe izaho ny vavahady.
Now what's happened is important.
Hitanareo ny zavatra mitranga eto tena zava-dehibe mihitsy.
Now he's not just speaking to the sheep of Israel to escape from the law.
Izao izy a tsy miresaka fotsiny ihany amin'ilay ondrin'ny Israely mba hoe hiala amin'ilay lalàna be fahatany fotsiny.
I mean the legalistic chains of the law that the Pharisees imposed on them.
Le hoe fanarahan-dalàna be fahatany hoe ny fehana azy fotsiny izay napetraka tamin-dry zareo.
But now he's speaking to the Gentiles as well.
Fa izao koa izy miresaka amin'ny Gentilisa koa.
He says, I am the gate.
Hoy izy hoe izaho ny vavahady.
Meaning I am now the way into a new life.
Tino teneno izao kun lalana miditra mankany amin'ny fiainana vaovao.
So he said, I'm the gate of the sheep, I'm the way out for the Jews.
Ozy izao izao vavahady on, vavahady nondry, izany hoe lalana Jiosy a mandeha mivoaka miala tao amin'ilay toerana.
And simply, I am the gate.
De tsotra fotsiny ihany koa izy hoe izao ny vavahady.
If anyone enters by me, he will be saved.
Ozy izy hoe raha misy raha izao no idiran'ny olona de ho vonjeny izy.
Jesus now speaks of all who will come in.
Jesus izao miresaka amin'ny rehetra rehetra izay hiditra.
Not just Israel, but all who hear his voice and come.
Tsy hoe ny Israely ihany fa n'iza n'iza maheno ny feoany a ka manantony.
It speaks of you and me.
Zany dia miresaka anasy ianao.
And those whom God has chosen from among the nations.
Ary ireo izay fidian'Andriamanitra manerana ny firenena rehetra.
Jesus is announcing the gospel.
Izao Jesosy manambara ny filazantsara.
And its fulfillment in him.
Ary izany dia tanteraka sy feno tao aminy.
He himself is the door.
Izy a izy tena ny vavahady.
There is no other way in.
Tsy misy toerana hafa ahafahanao miditra.
But what is the result?
Inona ny vokatra izay?
He says if anyone enters by him, that one is saved.
Ozy izy hoe raha misy olona miditra amin'ny alalako a, izay olona izay a vovonjy.
And he expands the picture of salvation.
Dia nalehibe azy ny mihitsy ilay sarin'ny famonjena.
He says he will go in and out and find pasture.
Ozy izy hoe hivoaka izy a sady hiditra sady azo hanina.
That's a picture of freedom.
Izany a dia sarin'ny hoe fahafahana.
Security.
Ary koa hoe tena hoe manana sécurité tsara.
So there's a safety to come and go and enjoy freedom.
Ary dia tena hoe afaka mivoaka sy miditra tena mankafy an'izany fahafahana izany a ary herendozy izy.
And find pasture.
Ary mahita hanina.
Life.
Fiainana.
What you really need to really live.
Le zavatra izay tena ilainao mba hahatonga anao velona.
We get to this often quoted verse.
Ary tsika dia matetika tonga eto amin'ity to andalan-tsoratra masina tany saina foana ity.
John 10 verse 10.
Eo amin'ny Jaona toko fahafolo andinin'ny fahafolo.
And he says, the thief comes only to steal, kill and destroy. I come that they may have life and have it abundantly.
Ozy izy hoe, ny mpangalatra tsy avy raha tsy angalatra sy hamono ary andringana. Izaho avy hananany fiainana sady hananany be dia be.
Too often people use this verse to talk about the devil.
Matetika ny olona mampiasa n'ity andalan-tsoratra masiny ity entiny ilazana ny devoly.
And yes, the devil is a thief who comes to rob, kill and destroy.
Marina tokoa ny devoly a dia tena hoe mpangalatra izy a tonga hamono sy handrava.
That's not the focus of Jesus' teaching here.
Kanefa ny fifantohan'ny fampianaran'i Jesosy eto tsy izay.
The thief that is robbing and killing and destroying here is actually legalism and religion.
Fa le mpangalatra sy le jiolaza hoe mandroba eto a dia le fanarahan-dalàna be fahatany fotsiny.
And Jesus says if you come to him you will have abundant life.
Dia Jesosy ny teny hoe raha manantona azy anefa ianao a anana fiainana be dia be.
Legalism may be a bigger robber than the devil.
Ny fanarahan-dalàna fotsiny ihany a dia mety hoe ho tena mpangalatra lehibe lavitra noho ny devoly io.
You see, the voice of the Pharisees may steal your joy.
Itanareo ny feon'ny fariseo mety angalatra amin'ny fifalianao.
And you get no life in return.
Ary dia tsy hanana fiainana ianao ho vokatra izany.
From wanting to kill the woman in adultery.
Teo amin'ilay hoe fikasandrareo hamono an'ilay vehivavy tratra ny jangajanga.
To kicking out a blind beggar from the synagogue.
Ary dia tena hoe nandaka
le
jamba nahiratra iny hoe nivoaka tao amin'ny sinagoga.
Just because his healing and his miracle didn't fall within their rules.
Satria hoe tsy tao amin'ny lalan'ilay fepetrandry zareo no nasitrana anazy.
You see the theft of joy and freedom that's taking place.
Hitatsika tsara mihitsy le fangalarana le fifaliana sy tena hoe fifaliana izay nitranga teo.
There is no joy.
Tsisy fifaliana.
There is no freedom.
Tsisy fahalalahana.
And there is no life outside of Jesus.
Ary tsy misy fiainana ankoatran'i Jesosy.
There is no joy, there is no freedom and there is no life under legalism.
Tsy misy fifaliana, tsy misy fahafahana, tsy misy fiainana ao ambany fanarahan-dalàna fotsiny ihany.
And legalism manifests most strongly in religion.
Ary izany hoe fanarahan-dalàna be fahatany izany a, mazana ao amin'ny ohatran'ny fomba mpivavahana no isehony.
How do you know?
Ahoana ary no alalanao?
If you've come to Jesus.
Hoe raha ohatra ianao ka tonga ao amin'i Jesosy.
See, so many people around us are still living religious lives.
Satria be dia be ny olona manodidina antsika tena mbola hoe mandeha ny fiainana hoe manaraka fomba mpivavahana fotsiny ihany.
They're doing the things they think that the law of God requires.
Manao ny zavatra izy izay eritreretina hoe izao no takian'ny lalàn'Andriamanitra.
Go to church on Sunday.
Makany am-piangonana rehefa alahady.
Good things.
Tsara ne izany zavatra izany.
Don't steal.
Aza mangalatra.
But if you scratch under the surface and you look,
fa rehefa tena hoe jerevanao mihitsy ny ao ambany izany zavatra izany a,
there's not joy and delight in God.
Tsy misy fifaliana sy firavoravonao amin'Andriamanitra.
There's not freedom.
Tsisy fahalalana.
Coming in and going out and finding pasture.
Hoe mandeha mivoaka sy miditra dia mitady hanina.
There's just repetition.
Dia miverimberina fotsiny izay.
Every week the same thing.
Tonga indray ny herinandro manaraka dia ohatr'izay foana ihany.
There's respectability.
Dia misy fanajana ao.
I'm proud of what a good person I am.
Tena mirehare mihitsy ny ako, tena olona tsara mihitsy aho.
But privately.
Fa any amin'ny afinafina any.
We know we're hypocrites.
Fantatritsika tsara pe tsara velatsi.
Because there's still sin.
Satria mbola misy fahotana ao.
Jesus is very different from the Pharisees.
Jesus dia tena tsy mitovy amin'ireo fariseo mihitsy.
How do you think that woman caught in adultery felt when Jesus said, I don't condemn you?
Eritrereto tsara ny fahatsapan'ilay vehivavy tratra ny jangajanga rehefa niteny Jesus hoe izaho tsy manameloko anao.
Amazed.
Tena gaga.
Like a weight is lifted off her.
Tena ohatran'ny nisy vesatra lehibe hoe nesorina niala taminy.
And when he said go and sin no more.
Dia rehefa niteny izy hoe mandeha ana dia aza manota intsony.
She probably thought, yeah, I really don't want to sin anymore.
Mety niteny mihitsy izy tany nieritreritra mihitsy izy hoe izany tena tsy te hanota intsony e.
Because I've tasted freedom, real freedom, God's giving me an open door.
Satria tena tsapako le fahafahana tena fahafahana satria nomen'Andriamanitra varavarana misokatra ako.
How do you think that blind beggar felt when he got his sight back?
Eritrereto tsara ne hoe ohatrany ahoana re mifahatsapana izay olona jamba izay rehefa tena hoe nahita izy e, nahiratra.
Overjoyed.
Tena hoe tena faly be mihitsy.
I bet he couldn't stand still. He was probably so excited and so happy.
Za tena mieritreritra mihitsy hoe tena tsy nahatombotsiraka mihitsy izy fa tena faly be loatra.
I bet he wanted to tell everyone who did it.
Tena mieritreritra mihitsy na hoe tena te hiteny amin'ny olona rehetrarehetra mihitsy hoe iza ny nanateraka an'ilay izy ho azy.
Jesus did this for me.
Jesus nanao an'izao anako.
Jesus opened my blind eyes.
Tena nosokafan' Jesus ny masoko jamo.
Jesus has set me up for a whole new life.
Tena namen' Jesus fiainana vaovao ngeza be mihitsy.
I'll be able to find a job. I won't have to be a beggar anymore.
Oh, izao afaka mahazo asa, izao tsy jamba intsony.
He's celebrating.
Tena hoe niravoravo izy.
When you've encountered Jesus.
Rehefa tafahoana amin'i Jesus ianao a.
You will celebrate.
Dia iravoravo ianao.
You will see with new eyes.
Tena hita maso vaovao ianao.
You will be excited about what God is doing in your life.
Tena entanentana ianao ny amin'ny zavatra izay ataon'Andriamanitra eo amin'ny fiainanao.
Jesus is the gate.
Jesus ny vavahady.
For us to come out of religion.
Hialantsika miala ao amin'izay hoe fanarahana fomba mpivavahana fotsiny izay.
And into the life of God.
Dia hiditra ao amin'ny fiainan'Andriamanitra.
Where every day is full of life.
Zany hoe isan'andro isan'andro feno fiainana foana.
Like a sheep you can go out and come in and find pasture.
Ohatran'le ondry hoe afaka mivoaka dia miditra dia mahazo sakafo.
There's freedom.
Misy fahafahana, fahalalana.
And there's security.
Ary tena hoe herendoza mihitsy.
Because Jesus himself provides this.
Satria Jesosy tena mihitsy no namatsy an'izany.
This morning I want to encourage you to measure your joy.
Amin'ity marainy ity aho te hampaheranareo hoe refeso ny fifalianareo.
How big is it?
Ohatrany ahoana ny halehibiazana izany?
How abundant is your delight?
Tena hoe ohatrany ahoana ny tena fahalehibiazana izany hoe firavoravonao izany?
Because if you don't have that joy and that delight in your soul, now you know where to get it. Jesus says he's the doorway. You come to him. You enter by him. And he gives you abundant life. He is the answer. Not religion or laws or duties or traditions or customs. Yes, we obey the law of the land. As much as it honors God, we follow it. We pay our taxes. We live a right life. But to honor God, but now, where's your joy? Where do you find joy? You find it in Jesus. Christians should be the happiest people on the face of the earth. But you will never find a happy legalist. Let's pray. Jesus, you are the door at the gate. You are the way out of legalism and slavery to sin and the law. By your blood you provided atonement for our sins. So when we come to you, we find that we are no longer under the curse of the law. But we are forgiven and set free. This morning I want to pray for every person here that each of us would know that freedom. That we would know the joy of your salvation. That we would know the freedom that you have bought for us. But we come by you. There's no other way. There's no other door. If we do come. Amen.
Amen.